Well, here on the UMD campus, the Romano Gym is getting an overhaul. Katie Morgan is the Associate Development Officer of the Athletic Department, and she joins us this morning in our studio to tell us a little bit more about the project. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what needed to be done to the Romano Gym.
Absolutely. So for anybody that has been in Romano Gym in the last almost 30 years, not much has changed. So the last upgrade was in 1987. So we need to do pretty much a serious overhaul to the flooring, to the HVAC system. We're hoping that it will be air conditioned. Once it's all said and done, we're going to change the seating, get new bleacher seating that we'll have back. So all the patrons that come there night after night to support our UMD teams or any of the other events that happen in Romano Gym, they'll have backs on those bleacher seats, which will be great.
Here's a foolish design question.
Yep.
Can you design a bleacher that folds up that has backs on the seats?
You can.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
just curious.
Exactly.
Because everybody's seen the bleachers.
Right.
You know, the janitor at your high school fold the bleachers back in. And I was like, wonder how that worked. All
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So they're going to have backs on the seats. And then we've already installed a huge video board. So if you haven't been to Romano Gym since September when that went up, there's a huge video board that's a part of the project. That was phase one. So that's really helped with the in-game experience for our fans. We'll have instant replay. The intro videos, just the technology that comes along with that, both for our fans and for our supporters and sponsors. And then phase two will be the flooring and the HVAC, and then phase three will include the lobby and the atrium, as well as a suite. We're going to put in a suite on the upstairs where those seats are right now. Part of that will be renovated and include a suite. So we're really excited.
So I'm kind of curious what you're going to be doing with the lobby, because of course that's something that many people will see even if they don't take part in anything really in the gym. Maybe they come in those doors.
Yep. Well, so really we're just looking to update it, right? That also has not been updated since the late 80s, early 90s. And so just some more sophisticated decor, kind of change the look a little bit, make it more accessible, a little more roomy. The actual space won't be changing, but just the atmosphere will be.
And the way you can, you know, divide it up, that sort
exactly.
of thing. Tell me a little bit more about this suite upstairs. Is that going to be, the idea is like a VIP suite where folks can watch games?
Yep, absolutely. So, It will be a suite that we'll be able to have food in and different things that kind of like if you've ever been in the suite at Amsoil Arena or something like that, that's what the atmosphere that we're going for. It'll have special groups in it from time to time, and it'll just be a place for people to gather.
I think that's fascinating because I had the opportunity to tour the new North Shore, and they're actually putting in a suite. They're borrowing the idea from athletics, and they're actually putting in a suite. Let's just hope people don't get rowdy during a play. That's a little different than people getting rowdy during a sporting event.
Exactly.
So where's the money coming from for the upgrade?
So we've been very fortunate. Some university funds and some HEPR funds have come in, so we'll be using that money, and then we're fundraising. So we've already raised over $1 million for the project, and we're hoping to raise about $2 million more. So we've got a big goal in front of us, but we're hopeful, and we have a lot of great supporters and a lot of passionate fans. So we're really working hard to make sure that that happens, and hopefully by 2020, it's complete.
But folks are going to have the opportunity to kind of watch some of these and see some of these things being phased in.
Absolutely.
As time goes on.
Absolutely.
So what about phase one? That included, as you mentioned, the new video board that's
correct.
Already up, but the new seating. When could folks
see
phase one complete?
Exactly. So phase one is complete. That was the video board.
Yep. Okay.
So that was the video board, which was a huge investment, and we could not have done it without donor support. So
what is one of those cost? Just out
hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it was a lot, and we could not have done it without donor support. That was fully donor funded. So the next phase two of the project is going to be the flooring. So a lot of our state legislators have talked about the flooring in Romano Gym, because that's what they hear about. And our athletes are on it. Not only our athletes, but community athletes, health fairs, political rallies. There's so much that happens in Romano Gym. So having the appropriate flooring is really important. And then the HVAC. So for anybody that sat in Romano Gym in August or early September and watched a game when it's like 90 degrees in there, that's going to be all changing. We're going to have a climate controlled environment. Not to mention in the winter, hopefully it won't be cold either. So it's really those. That's phase two, which is a huge, huge undertaking. And then as well as the lower level seating will be in phase two. It's going to start probably springtime of this year and hopefully be finished by fall of 2018. So it'll be about it'll take over the summer. We're hoping to have it done by October of 2018. So phase two.
Here's another goofy question for you. Well, of course, now athletics, again, is a different beast because people, when students or community members are taking part in athletics, actually participating, mm-hmm. they're working very hard.
Exactly.
But I'm noticing that a lot of the buildings that were, there was almost no air conditioning on mm-hmm. campus when I started here years ago, and that whenever they do a building upgrade, they're adding air conditioning to the idea. Is this climate change? Is the idea that we cannot count on Duluth to be automatically air-conditioned anymore? Are we just turning into wimps that insist on, not breaking a sweat when we're at work? What's the deal?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what it was like in the 50s when it was first built with no AC, but you're right. A lot of the buildings on campus when they were built originally, just that wasn't a part of the plan. But now it really has to be. Our athletes are in there working really hard, but everybody is. And to make it more comfortable, that's just something that we think was necessary when we're doing the gym overhaul. That might as well be a part of it. And if we can make it a better environment for our student athletes and for all the community members who use the space, it's a win-win. So,
one of the other things that the university has had in mind as they're going forward and doing either renovations of spaces or building new spaces is to try to make sure that they're LEED certified with energy efficiency. Is this something that you folks are taking into consideration also?
That's a good question. I don't know for sure, but I would guess that that's definitely part of the conversation just because the university is so focused on making sure everything's energy efficient. So I'm guessing that's part of the plan, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay. Well, Katie, this is really exciting, and it's going to be a lot of fun, obviously, for not only the athletes, but the community members who mm-hmm. use the space. I'm kind of curious, I'm going to ask you one more question about the flooring, because as you alluded to, a gym floor is not just for playing the sport of choice.
Yeah.
You've got all kinds of people in there with all kinds of different shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all kinds of other, using that space for stuff. Has the flooring technology advanced to create a more, you remember when there used to be the wood floors for the gym and you were told you had to take your shoes off, before you walked on the floor to try to save the floor? Has the flooring industry been able to come up with a floor that's a little more multi-use but still friendly to the athletes that are playing sports on it?
So when there's going to be, even today, if with our old floor, if there's ever going to be a lot of folding chairs or something, if there's a political rally, a concert, things like that, we'll still cover the floor, whether that's today or in a year when hopefully the project is complete, just because we want to. Floors aren't cheap. Wood floors are not cheap when you need to put them in that huge of a space. So we're still going to go to great lengths to protect it as much as we can. But they're just really, the floor literally is sanded to keep it up to date and good for athletes and for anybody to make sure it's not slippery. And our floor has outlived its lifetime use. It can't be sanded anymore because it's the boards are, there's nothing left of them. So
We're down to the concrete.
We're getting down there. So it's just important that when this new floor goes in that we, of course, take as much care of it as we can. We'll cover it when other events are taking place, but it'll still be a great surface for our athletes and all the community members to use it, because there's people that come for their high school athletic events, their music competitions are held there. Robotics is a growing space, so there's high school robotic competitions in there. Our own UMD classes use it a lot, so in the morning, every morning. It's an academic space, actually. So that's happening in there. Our ROTC program uses the gym. There are our summer camps that take place in there. So a lot of community members who bring their kids to any UMD summer camp, those kids are using the space. So it really is a multi-use space, and the floor and the design of the space is not going to change to prevent it from being a multi-use space. It's still going to be that, but we're going to take care of it and make sure that we can keep it for as long as we can.
Fascinating. Katie, thanks so much for a behind-the-scenes peek. Appreciate it so very much. And I hope that we have the opportunity to talk to you along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love that. Give you a little sneak peek.
Oh, like it. Like it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Katie Morgan is the Associate Development Officer of the Athletic Department. She joined us this morning as our guest here on Northland Morning.